views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
To the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another week of wonderful Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. How are you out there, everyone?
All right. So, it's interesting. You know, here I am. I go to a very nice restaurant yesterday with a friend who I haven't seen in a while. And I said, how interesting would it be? So I jokingly said to my friend, you know, because I had to go to the bathroom. Yeah. I said, I went up to each table. I said, so is everything okay? Is everything okay? Yeah, can I get you something?
Is that right, folks? I just want to clarify that. Well, I had a pretty good week. How about you?
I had it. Well, tell me about your week. Tell the wonderful people about your week.
Well, first of all, I had a lovely cousin marry on Sunday, which the affair was absolutely beautiful. It was a little bit of a schlep.
Something's wrong.
Why?
On her wedding day, she had an affair. Something's wrong with this picture.
It was after the wedding, though. That's why it was the affair.
Oh, okay.
So,
but they got tired of each other so quickly.
Yeah, it was a great opportunity to see family I hadn't seen in 20 years. And it was such a beautiful reception. And they couldn't be nicer. They're so well matched to each other. And they just could not be happier. And we couldn't be happier for them as their family. So we did have an amazing time. And she gave out as a favor the most beautiful thing I have ever seen in my life. It is an absolutely beautiful little music box made out of mahogany burl wood with gold inlay. And when you open it up, it's a music box and it's a little ring box that goes next to it. And they asked us not to open it up until we got home. And in the inside, when you lifted up the cover, it had their inscriptions of their names and their date. I think it was absolutely the most beautiful thing I have ever seen.
Also the most expensive thing.
It had to be a fortune. It had to be a fortune. But you know what? The most important thing was not how much it cost, but the beauty of the fact that
they really put a lot of thought into it.
They put so much thought into it, and it's something useful that you can use all the time. And it had their wedding song, which I thought was absolutely so romantic.
That's very nice.
It was so beautiful, and the food was fabulous. The entertainment was great.
So, just so people know, when she says, you know, they gave out favors, it's, you know, for anybody. Most people I understand that do know this, but a favor is like a little gift that the wedding. That the bride and groom give to their guests. So when she says they gave away favors, they gave away, you know, a nice little gift, which everyone usually does. But they went above and beyond, Scott was saying. It was really, really beautiful.
Yeah. And they're so unostentatious.
Now you're going to have to explain what that is.
That means
like an ostrich to me, which means hide yourself
to
me.
Being unostentatious means they're not, even if they had money, which I don't know if they do or not, but they're so humble and they're so not flashy and they're so just absolutely down to earth, you know? And it was so nice to see that. It was just so nice. And they both have executive positions. One is a professor of medicine at a university, and the other one is a Catholic school teacher, and she's been doing that for years. And they actually postponed their wedding for many years because they were both in a situation where they were taking care of their elderly parents, which I thought was so selfless. just so selfless. I mean, very simply, they could have put them in nursing homes, but they decided not to. They stuck it out, even though it meant them not marrying for a certain amount of time, which was a pretty long time, and seeing through the life, carrying out the life of their both parents until the final day when they crossed over to the veil. So I thought that was very selfless of them. And, you know, you can see in their personality and their demeanor that they are not at all.
They're a good role model.
They are such good role models for children and adults. So that was really, really, really very nice. Then Weezer, my dog, as everybody must know by now, my mastiff, he fell down the steps and he got a boo-boo on his paw.
You figure he had four legs. Yeah, how can he fall down the steps?
Yeah, he's so grounded, but he's such a klutz. But anyway, I had the doctor over to my house because the doctor knows that they're just too much to get to the car and take to the office. So anyway, the doctor takes a blood test, and this was Monday, last Monday. And then on Wednesday, he calls me and tells me that Weezer's cholesterol is 685. I almost collapsed.
Now, just so everyone knows, a dog's cholesterol, from what Sky told me, because I didn't know this, is similar to the human cholesterol. So that's like if a human had 695, pretty much so knocking on
death's door,
you know.
So his cholesterol should be 90, as ours should be, 90 to 100.
So did you give it Lipitor?
So, yes, actually, he's on a medicine for the cholesterol, and he's also on a thyroid medicine because the doctor believes that his thyroid is not working properly, and that's why his cholesterol is going up so high.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, isn't that something? See, vets really are smarter than your regular average, your regular doctor.
Oh, my God, yes.
Number one, they have a lot of different species to have to try to figure out with all these different animals. Different circumstances with different animals, and these animals can't communicate back verbally to tell you exactly where the hurt is. You have to kind of figure it out because sometimes it's internal. Sometimes it's because they're not going to the bathroom right or they're not eating right. And so therefore you could pretty much so put two and two together that, you know, something's wrong with your pet. You know, that's not necessarily just a dog, but with your pet.
Right.
And so, a vet has to like, you know, kind of like put two and two together. And sometimes it is a guessing game for them that they don't even know, you know. But it really is. I think that's amazing. The smarts that the vets have, because being a vet, you definitely have to be smarter than a regular doctor.
Oh, without a doubt.
Because, like I said, there's many different kinds of bodies you're obviously dealing with. You know, a bird, a dog, a cat.
All these species.
You know, a mouse, a horse, a sheep, whatever you got going on there. Pot-belly pigs.
Yes, absolutely.
Pigs are like the smartest animals ever.
Yes, I heard that.
Like they're like ultra, ultra brilliant, like off the charts smart.
Yes, they are. They're very bright animals. And I have to agree with that because I live with one.
Metaphorically or for real?
No, metaphorically. A few of them.
Yeah, that would be ironic. You see, you walk into a nice Orthodox Jewish home and having a pot belly pig.
Right.
Don't worry, we kosher. It's kosher.
It gets salted every night.
Yeah, that's the name of the pig, kosher. Hey, kosher, get over here.
That is a funny name for a pig, right? Oh, my, if I ever got a pig, I would name him kosher.
Hey.
I would. Yeah, so I had a really nice week. It was a lot of preparations because it was like a 4-hour journey for us. So there was a lot of preparation to, you know, get there and be on time and things. And they had it. They're very, like I said, Orthodox Christian Catholic, and they had an hour and 45 minute service.
Wow.
Yeah. My sister had to bang me in the shoulder twice because I fell asleep, and I'm so like embarrassed to say that, but I did. I was kind of like nodding out.
Well, I got news for you. I was nodding off myself this week. You know, I was being very kind and very nice to my wonderful friend and assistant.
Yes.
Don't know what I'd do without her.
She's a love.
Yeah, Alona. And so I took her out.
We love you, Alona.
So we I took her out for her birthday, which her birthday was about a month ago, but we finally got it together. And she hasn't been to a Broadway play since like she was a kid, she said. And we went literally, I mean, we went to this place called Twofer.
Yeah.
It's when you go to this place called Tickets and you get, you know, two tickets for the price of one, or the prices are extremely discounted. So, you know, we figure, you know, we'll go see Jersey Boys, we'll go see Wonderful, we'll go see, I mean, not Wonderful, Beautiful. And, you know, all the shows that I wanted to see or take her to, because she didn't know I knew, they only had like individual seating, like sporadically throughout the auditorium. And I didn't, you know, I didn't want to sit separately. I think that would be kind of like not the greatest. But let me tell you something we should have. Because we went to see this one play called The Perfect Crime, and it was, oh my God, I struggled to stay awake through that play. It was just, oh my God.
Is that good,
It was not that good at all. Oh, right from the get-go, right from the get-go. It's like, oh my God. And yeah. I felt so bad. So
you anyway, to another one.
So that's what I said. I said, don't worry. I said, this is not a Broadway show. Even if it was, I've seen off Broadway shows that were phenomenal.
This was really way off. Poor thing.
I'm telling you.
So Saturday I did an amazing house cleansing.
You did?
Yes. And it needed it. And the funniest thing happened Saturday night.
Make
even
it
though,
sure, because we got to go to a commercial break.
Oh, okay. You know what? Let's go to a commercial break,
and then we'll talk about our stuff.
Okay, guys? So we'll be right back after this commercial break.
So stick around, everyone. We'll be right back.
Just an old-fashioned love song playing on the radio, and wrapped around the music is the sound of someone promising they'll never go.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
What if we really didn't have to die to go to heaven? Are you curious about the afterlife or rebirth? The highly anticipated new book from author Dr. Susan Allison, You Don't Have to Die to Go to Heaven, is available now. Find out how to find guidance and healing in the spirit realms. Order the book today and put it on your must-read list for 2016. Visit drsusanallison.com to learn more.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
1230 WBLQ.
It's a beautiful
All right, welcome back, everybody. I was contemplating, you know, as far as what the topic should be this week. And, well, I always contemplate.
And you're a contemplator.
I'm a contemplator. And the thing that I was thinking about today, well, before we even get there, wait, you started talking about, what were you talking about?
I don't remember. You know me.
You started talking about the wedding, and then you
I already finished the wedding.
You finished the wedding.
I was talking about Weezer.
Yeah, and then you went into something else.
And then I did go into something else, but I forgot what I went into. Wait a minute.
Is being absent-minded.
Wait a minute. No, you were talking about taking Alona to a play that was really bad.
Oh, right. And then I took her to Madame Tussauds afterwards, and we bounced back after that. And we had such a great time at Madame Tussauds. It was fun. And, they rearranged it and they updated it. Madame Tussauds is a wax museum in New York City. Well, it's in different places, but they have it in New York City. And the details are so freaking phenomenal, are so phenomenal that these wax dummies actually look real. And they have it of all famous actors and actresses and sport players and rock and roll artists.
They are
and
so
political figures and spiritual figures. And they have action heroes. I mean, when I tell you they look like they could come alive, it's amazing the extreme detail that it takes. And that these wax dummies are, they really, really look real. And so we were there probably for about a good, I would say about close to an hour and a half, maybe.
Sure, it's easy to get lost in a place like that.
And it's a big building.
Because it's so nice.
Yeah, oh my God, we had such a good time. And then we had Chinese afterwards. And
cool.
It was really good.
They sent me a picture of Sitting Bull. Not a picture, actually the picture of the dummy, the statue.
Yeah, the wax figure of Sitting Bull.
That was really cool. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, and they look exactly like it.
It's so true. It looks like the human is standing right next to...
Oh, and right in the front, they had the Pope. And they did a bullseye perfect image of the Pope where you really, like, even when you take a picture with him, like I was looking at other people's pictures, taking a picture of him.
Yeah.
And it looks like the Pope is standing right next to you.
Amazing, isn't it?
I mean, it was amazing. And they had that at the forefront. Oh, my God.
Such talented people,
I'm just blown away by the extreme talent that some people have. It's like a sin.
It's so
talented.
It is so true.
And then I'm looking at, we're walking the streets in New York, and you have these artists who could draw like a face in like a moment's time in such incredible detail. They start with the eyes and work their way out. And it's just amazing, the pictures and the characters and everything else. And I'm just sitting there in awe, like wanting to beat the hell out of all of them. How dare you have such talent?
It's like us. We start off in our careers, and we get certain images and we get certain intuitions. And then as we read more people, our spirit guides give us the gift of being able to get more focused and to learn more. And it just graduates from there. It's, it's a gift. A gift is a gift is a gift.
As a gift is a gift is a gift.
So it doesn't matter what your field is. You could have a gift in serving ice cream,
So what you want to do is for people who are lost in their lives, what is it that you feel that you could offer the public, that the public could benefit something special that came from you? Maybe it's something about your personality. Maybe it's something like, you know, you could create crafts. You know, maybe you could play music for the elderly or for anybody. You know, what is your gift? You don't have to be creative talent. You could just be just a good, genuine person. What is your gift that you would like to offer the public?
And you know,
when you go, like, you want to be recognized as,
right. And you know, folks, the key to being successful is to surrender yourself to what you're doing and never feel that you're inadequate in what your endeavors are or what you're trying to do at the moment. Always feel, whether it's good, bad, or otherwise, always feel as if you're giving it your best and always feel that you are on top of your game. Even if you have more to learn, always feel that at this particular moment, at this particular time, you are on top of your game until you happen to learn more, which you will.
Right. Wherever you're at, that's where you're meant to be at.
Exactly.
And you could just make it better and better and better. And what happens is that a lot of times people overanalyze and overthink way too much. And it keeps them from moving ahead. It keeps them from not going after their goals or going after their dreams or making certain moves in life.
Yes.
And you're overly thinking and overly analyzing, and you end up being like a deer in headlights.
Being held back.
And you're being held back because you keep on, again, overthinking everything. And that's, you know, just do it. Literally, you know, like Nike says, just do it. That's really true to life. You got to just do it.
Do it.
And not think too much.
Do it, do it, do it, do it, do it.
Yeah, my father used to yell at me. He goes, why don't you think before you do?
Because if you thought, you'd never do. Right? Yeah.
And I said to him, I said, you know, I never really thought about it.
He's so crazy.
But
that's true. He's telling you the truth, folks. You can't think. You just got to do it. Jump into it with 2 feet and give it your all, and I promise you that you will be great. Most of us are our worst enemies. Honestly, folks, we're our worst enemies.
You're so caught up
in ourselves.
Yeah, you're so caught up on the what ifs.
Yes.
That it totally stops you from
doing the what.
From doing the what you could do or should do.
Yes.
You know? So,
oh, I
you
agree.
Know, don't be afraid to, you know, take chances. Don't be afraid to step out of your comfort zone. Don't be afraid to step outside the box. Now, if anybody wishes to get a free mini reading from Sky and I, our number is 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. I just got word from one of my friends, who I'm not going to say who.
Yes.
And she was going through a really horrific divorce. And her husband threatened that to her that she wasn't getting anything, that she was going to be penniless, that she's going to have absolutely nothing, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, she's been with this fella for 20 years. And I said to her, I said, trust me. Not only are you not going to get nothing, I said, that's not happening. I said, but you're going to end up getting everything you want. And she goes, do you think I'm going to stay in the house where I'm at? Because I really love my house because it's right on the border. I said, yeah, you're going to end up getting that too. And do you think I'm going to, you know, have enough money to suffice? I said, yeah, you're going to get that too. Well, what happened was, you know, she had, you know, a certain amount of funds, and I don't know. I think it might have been like a small inheritance that she got from one of her parents, if I'm not mistaken. And she ended up having some money. And her and her daughter, she took her and her daughter and treated themselves to go to Australia.
Oh, wow.
And so they always wanted to go to Australia. And wouldn't you know, because she was asking me, Artie, do you think I should go? And I said, absolutely, you go. If I said no, she would not have gone.
Right.
But I told her, I said, no. I said, the overall energy is, I says, I feel like you're going to get a lot out of it. You're going to step out of your comfort zone. And I said, you know, it's very healthy. It's good. You're going to have a great time with your daughter. Well, she did go. She did end up having a great time with her daughter. And to boot, on the flight coming home, she happened to be sitting next to an older gentleman who happened to be partners of a major law firm. And so she was telling him her story, not to whine, but just right. talk out a conversation. Yeah. And he felt so much love and compassion for her. He said, "Don't you worry about a thing." He says, "I'm going to talk to my son who works for him, and we're going to take care of this for you." He says, "You won't have anything to worry about." And so the son called her up. He said, "Don't worry." He said, "My father explained to me your whole story." He said, "Leave it into our hands and you just relax."
That's beautiful.
And lo and behold, she got everything she wanted.
Great.
She's
I'm
walking
so
away with the house and over $100,000.
Wow.
And he is paying for her full college.
Great.
And everything. I mean,
that's so nice. I'm so happy to hear those success stories.
But see what happens when you step out of your comfort zone and you just go to live life.
If she did not go on that trip,
not only would she have not experienced the beauty of Australia, which I want to go before I die, but she never would have met this wonderful gentleman who owns a law firm. And you never know what the universe will open for you other than just the moment.
This is true.
And you gotta give life a chance. You know, you gotta give yourself a chance. And that's an extremely beautiful story. And she was walking around, she says, "I don't know, Marty." And I was yelling at her. And every time she showed any ounce of doubt, let me tell you something, you wouldn't think I was spiritual the way I was talking to her at all.
Some people need that.
Yeah, I was ripping into her.
Good
and I said,
you.
"If you ever feel sorry for this guy," because at first she used to say, "I feel so sorry for him." I said, "Don't feel sorry for him." And again, I'd be ripping into her. But now she's in a very good place and things are going her way. Yeah, it is. We got to go to a break now. So, all right, everyone, I want you to stick around. And if you want to call us for a reading, feel free, 800-930-2819. So stick around because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
To the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with Clairvoyance Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
What if we really didn't have to die to go to heaven? Are you curious about the afterlife or rebirth? The highly anticipated new book from author Dr. Susan Allison, You Don't Have to Die to Go to Heaven, is available now. Find out how to find guidance and healing in the spirit realms. Order the book today and put it on your must-read list for 2016. Visit drsusanallison.com to learn more.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mtheholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
What are vibes? We often use this word, but did you know vibes can actually be useful and help solve our everyday challenges? Embark on an exciting learning journey with Caitlin Keat, 11-time Visionary Award winner, specialist in vibrational energy, and the creator of Vibes Up. Join Caitlin as she takes you through the world of vibrational therapy and energy healing with natural solutions for a modern world. Visit vibesup.com to learn more today.
Welcome back, everybody. You're with Artie and Sky. We are the Dynamic Duo. And just want you to know that if anybody wants a private reading from myself, it's 877-ANGEL-02 or check out artiehoffman.com. And to get a hold of Sky, it's 908-500-1474. And I would just like to personally congratulate the winners of the Powerball. Congratulations, Sky.
How many won?
Three.
Three. Last night I heard one was from California.
The other one was from Florida. And the other one was from Tennessee.
Are you serious? Not even a Jersey person.
I'm
glad I didn't invest a lousy dollar. I just felt it wasn't my time. No. Even though I played it like umpteen times.
Yeah, everybody. And I have a really good system that I like to play.
That is genius. I've never heard it. It's genius, and I think that it's freaking genius.
Well, when she said she never heard it, she never heard it before. Because I just told her just
not.
But I'm going to tell you what I do because it makes no difference.
That is everything.
So what I do is I like to make sure that I have every single number that's being pulled. So what I do is, like, I'll give you an example. Mega Million has 75 numbers in it, all right? And the Powerball has 69 numbers. So yesterday with 69 numbers, what I do, unfortunately, I didn't win anything. But last week I won. I won $2,500.
God bless you.
And because I played the Powerball play, that's why. Because I put in that extra dollar.
Yes.
So what happened was, what I do is, like, I'll take 75 pieces of paper. All right, this time with the Mega Million, I took 75 pieces of paper and I ripped them up. All right, 75 separate little pieces of paper, and I numbered each one, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, all the way through the number of 75. So what I did was I threw all the numbers in this one bag and I jungled up the bag. You know, I swooshed it around, shook it up, and one by one I picked out a number. And I picked out five numbers. So personally, I play my own Powerball. I don't leave that up to chance. I pick my own Powerball number, what I want. So, but the five numbers, I randomly pick out five numbers. And so, and then I write it down. So once I pick out those five numbers, I don't throw it back into the bag. I push them aside, and I'll start reaching into the bag again to reach for the other numbers. And I'll pick out a whole new set of five numbers. Once I pick that out and I write it down on one of the tickets, then I take those five numbers and I set it to the side. Then I go back into the bag, shuffle it up. This way, I'm guaranteed that I am hitting every single number that's being played. I'm just praying like hell that there's enough other numbers that are on the same exact ticket. So, yes, does it cost a little money? It does cost a little money to do that, but it pays itself off, you know. And, you know, consistently I'll win a something. So,
and you did pretty good.
So, yeah, and I did pretty good.
I was so excited for him, folks. Oh, my goodness.
It was very exciting. It really was. It was very, very exciting.
That's a lot of money to win, considering I've only won like maybe tops 85 bucks.
There was this one lady who is just, we won't mention any names of any sorts. And life is taking life is taking a dump on her. And as far as, you know, the advice that we could go when she feels like everything is just not going her way. And it seems like no matter what she does, you know, she feels like she has no control of her life.
Yeah.
The first thing that I would do if I was in her position, I would literally speak to somebody professionally.
Absolutely.
Just so that, you know, a lot of times when you hear yourself talk, answers come in your thoughts and in your mind as far as what to do.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's good to have a third party listen in, or somebody who's not connected to you, so they won't judge you as a person, but just hear what you have to say from your perspective. And it will definitely help you open up your channels when you could let out a good cry, a good scream, a good yell. And, you know, but it's also about reaching out to other people, whether it be friends, whether it be Chamber of Commerce, whether it be your church. But so many people are afraid to ask people for help.
Yes.
And you can't do it all on your own, obviously. Otherwise, you wouldn't be in the big tub of crap that you're in. So it's very, very beneficial for you to reach out to other people and also, like I said, speak to somebody. And if you have the chance, try to find somebody who's a therapist who'll listen from their heart, and somebody who's not just clinical and who just doesn't do things just by the book. That would be my biggest turnoff.
Yeah. I also feel that when she loses control, she has got to not lose control, but surrender to the situation and then put every little thing on a piece of paper and put things into perspective and not listen to your probably surrounding people who are giving you poor advice.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was getting. She has a habit, this person, this poor person, has a habit of putting everybody else first and listening to everybody else's advice, like you said. And, you know, she's not doing anything for herself. And nothing, what works for other people is working for her. And so, therefore, she needs to start to do things for herself.
Yes.
And nurture herself and put other people or situations a little bit on the back burner. I mean, granted, if you have an infant or if you have, you know, an elderly person or a sickly person, you do have to take care of them. But it is also just as important to get somebody to help you, you know, with your situation.
I think that you're feeling confused, like Audie had said too, and I did say that you're taking too much advice from the people who are closed-minded around you, and that's where you have to stop. And when you start losing your motivation, you have to start balancing yourself out. I don't know if you're a person that prays, but you don't have to be. You could just ask your angels to come in and to give you that little bit of balance that you need so that you don't lose your motivation, so that you can keep on. And the most important thing is to be honest with yourself. I need you to be honest with yourself and not, you know, take everybody's advice that's around you, and that makes you even more confused. You know, go ahead.
Once you start to do things that service your higher good, that take care of your higher good, everything's going to start to fall into place. All right. And that's the biggest problem. You're stressing out so much with everyone else's problems, and you're allowing these personalities that are very difficult for you to deal with. You're allowing them too much into your life rather than creating boundaries, which is something that I've always said in previous shows.
You need to be honest with yourself, because you're the only one that truly understands you.
And everyone else says you're going nuts or you're crazy or, you know, but you're stuck by accommodating everybody else and according to their perception and their rules and what they want. And so once you start to restructure the way you do things that honor more of yourself, you're going to see your life starting to become much better in quality as far as emotionally with everything. You know, you get to pick and choose.
Right. And you know something, you don't know really where to begin. And it's tough for everybody to know where to begin. But the best thing to do is, when you're so confused as to where to start, first of all, start by writing down a list of the things that you want to accomplish. And give yourself small steps. Put one thing down, like put many things you want to accomplish in your life down, and then pick and choose what's going to be the easiest thing for you to accomplish first. Once you have crossed the boundary of really being able to be a success in one aspect in your life, you will see that you're not as helpless and hopeless as you think you are. So just cross that one little boundary and go ahead and start on something else, because you'll see that you're not as hopeless as you think you are. Just, but we have to go to a break right now, guys.
That's right.
And we will be right back after,
right after this commercial.
To the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with Clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
What are vibes? We often use this word, but did you know vibes can actually be useful and help solve our everyday challenges? Embark on an exciting learning journey with Caitlin Keat, 11-time Visionary Award winner, specialist in vibrational energy, and the creator of Vibes Up. Join Caitlin as she takes you through the world of vibrational therapy and energy healing, with natural solutions for a modern world. Visit vibesup.com to learn more today.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
1230 WBLQ.
I'm sleeping and right in the middle of a good dream. Like all at once I wake up from something that keeps knocking at my brain. Before I go insane, I hold my pillow to my head and spring up in my bed, screaming out the words I dread. I think I love you.
I think I love you.
This morning I woke up with this feeling I didn't know how to deal with, and so I just decided to myself I'd hide it to myself and never talk about it. And did not go and shout it when you walked into the room.
I think I love you.
I think I love you. So what am I so afraid of? I'm afraid that I'm not sure of a love there is no cure for. I think I love you. Isn't that what life is made of? Though it worries me to say that I've never felt this way.
I don't know what I'm up against. I don't know what it's all about. I got so much to think about.
Song, huh?
Yeah, nothing like going back to the yesteryears.
I love it.
That's, and then later on, if you stick with this station, if you listen to us, you're gonna hear I'm a Believer and a lot of those other oldies but goodies. I just love it. That's what puts me in a good mood. And I hope, other than just, you know, our warm, friendly advice, that, you know, you enjoy the music that our producer picks and that we pick.
Yes.
And stuff. So it's a lot of fun. And so let's see what else.
I'd like to give everybody the telephone number of the studio so that you can give us a shout out and we can give you a nice little mini reading. The number is 800-930-2819. Again, that's 800-930-2819. And we will help you with some problems if you need it, or if you just like to know about a job opportunity or what's
coming
up in
your life.
We'll
have our angels talk to your angels.
Right. We'll tell you what's coming up in your life and what to be excited about, because life is just a reoccurrence of exciting momentums. So it's just the way you want to look at them. You know, even sometimes a negative can be so positive, because it can open doors for you, so that you can receive more positive.
One of my friends just experienced a big breakup. And, you know, him and I had lunch together a couple of weeks ago. And just from the little things that he was telling me, I said, I'm not going to say his name. I said, big guy, I said, it's over.
Yeah.
I says, she's, well, no, he says, well, she said that, you know, she's going to, she just needs a little time. She's going to think about it. I said, no. It's over. You know, and the thing that really stinks is that she all of a sudden gave him this feeling or this news mm-hmm. just when he lost his job.
Aye.
So he gave up his place so he could move into her place.
Oh, no.
And then he lost his job a couple weeks after that, or a few weeks after that.
Gee.
So when things were looking really good, all of a sudden things took
a terrible, nasty turn.
Took a very strong turn for the opposite direction.
Yeah.
But you want to know something, and I was trying to express to him, I said, you know, it really is true. It sounds cliche, but when one door closes, another one definitely opens.
I was thinking the same exact words. I was just waiting for you to stop talking. But that's the truth. You spoke the truth. When one door closes, another one opens. And when that other one opens, it is filled with amazing opportunities. You just have to be clever enough to figure them out. Because it will. It'll happen.
A lot of times when people hang on too long to a situation out of fear and they're afraid to let go, there's a bunch of opportunities that you are missing out on. And it's a shame, because the fear factor will definitely slow down your progress.
Yes.
And, you know, I just ended up, you know, moving along in my life. And as soon as I started to let go of certain situations in my life, the other part of my life really did start to open up more. And, you know, I feel very grateful. I feel at peace. It is an adjustment to changes. There's no doubt about it. And but that's all a part of the gambit. That's all a part of the game, you know.
Yes.
You can't, you know, so many people are so used to what used to be. That they don't want to give that up because they're afraid of being alone, or they're afraid of, you know, just new beginnings, you know. And you have to be able to be courageous and to take some chances, because it's the only way you're going to get ahead, you know. But if you're constantly redoing, replaying your actions, you're going to keep on getting the same kind of results. And that's not fun. So, but I understand that, you know, at times there are kids involved, and, you know, other people have other responsibilities involved, and it's much easier said than done. But you got to do what you got to do, and you got to, you know, again, don't be afraid to ask for friends. Don't be afraid to ask friends for help or for assistance when it comes to, you know, helping you out, or so you could take a little break in life, you know, or whether it be taking care of an elderly or reach out to your siblings. Don't be afraid to go to your local churches. Maybe somebody there would be more than happy to help you out, or for a bare minimal amount, if not for volunteer. So, you know, again, there's so many other resources, but it kills me when people just sit there and choose not to do nothing. They just sit there and just go over and over and over the same crap. And some people just like to bitch and complain. It's as simple as that. They do.
Right.
That's their way of life. So
this is true.
But you want to know something? This is 2016. This is new beginnings. And, you know, great things are to come. And I really believe that. Right now we're in what's known as Mercury retrograde.
Huh.
So you got to watch your butt on that one.
This is not really a bad one, though.
Oh, no, it is for sure. Yeah, no. But right now we have to wrap up this segment. So, all right, everybody, stick around because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.